Is it the sense? Is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. I will reach out to people all over the world to spread the sunnah, whether it be China or Bangladesh, even if it's Hindustan. I will reach out to people,
Pakistan, Kashmir,
the world to spread the sunnah, whether it be China or Bangladesh, even if it's Hindustan. My life can be sacrificed for my Murshid's sake.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu wassalamu ala سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, welcome back to another season, another episode of Blessed Shrines. Previously, Alhamdulillah, we were in Egypt and visiting various shrines, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now likewise, we are in none other than Pakistan. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, in this beautiful country of Pakistan, there were many awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, many people around the world have left this country of Pakistan who initially did live in Pakistan. Many of us living abroad would also wish and even desire to see our own country, the country of our parents, the country of our grandparents. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this season, in this episode, this is the first of many episodes, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall be hearing about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whose blessed shrines and mausoleums are in Pakistan itself. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the first city we have traveled to, and yes, we have traveled from Karachi. We left Karachi almost 2 days ago. We left in the morning. It took us about 20 or so hours by van, that is. We reached Islamabad, and then from Islamabad, we were absolutely shattered, tired, fatigued. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have reached our first destination. And what is this? And really, subhanallah, the journey itself was, you could say, quite a horrific one. Allahu Akbar, just a journey here, the narrow roads. Yes, in some places, subhanallah, as you can see around us, there are trees. In other places, there were completely no trees whatsoever. In some places, yes, initially there were railings, we found stones such as these, but then in many places it was complete emptiness. Below us was only, and that's not just below, that is really down below, hundreds of meters below. Subhanallah, the destination, the place we are in, is known as Nariyan Sharif. And yes, why is it known as Sharif? Noble, great, a land, my dear viewers, which was initially only known as Nariya, but due to the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who lived here, due to that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who spent his time here, that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who worshipped here, he would spend his time inviting others towards goodness. Who is this person? Who is this sheikh? This is none other than Hazrat Allama Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmallahu ta'ala. And my dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, stick with us and we shall be hearing much more and also seeing much more of this individual. We shall be hearing about his life, inshallah, and we shall be seeing inshallah Azza wa Jalla performing the ziyarat of his blessed shrine, his blessed mausoleum. Please do stick with us.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, to visit the sense.
Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala, whose mausoleum, whose shrine we have come to. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madan, inshallah, this place itself is known as Neriyan Sharif. And it gained its fame from this wali, this great saint, this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was born in the year 1902, not in Pakistan at that time. In fact, Pakistan itself did not exist. This was before Pakistan had gained its independence. 1902, Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimallahu ta'ala, they were born in Afghanistan to a very, very rich and wealthy family. In fact, it has been stated about their riches, about the land they possessed, about the property they possessed, that if a person was to leave in the morning, if a person was to leave from the beginning of their land which they owned, if they were to leave in the morning, they would travel the entire day, but they would never reach the end of what they had owned. So they possessed all these riches on this land, but something which is even greater and more beautiful is that, subhanAllah, yes, they were very, very wealthy. Yes, they had the riches of the world, but they would never forget about the Akhirah. They were pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, this is subhanAllah, which is extremely of huge importance and significance. It's said that Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmatullahu ta'ala, he was in actual fact a trader. Now, him being a trader, him being a businessman, it took him to lands far away from his birthplace. Like, subhanAllah, we hear about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, yet he would travel as far as Basra. Yes, this is not Basra, this is Basra, which is the outskirts of Sham, of Greater Syria. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly travel. What for? To trade. Yes, to trade goods. And similarly, Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmatullahu ta'ala, he would also trade goods. And where did this take him? This brought him to a land which at that time was known as India. Pakistan at that time had not gained its independence, no. But it is the land of Kashmir. And within Kashmir, Neriyan Sharif. Yes, he wouldn't only remain in this, he wouldn't restrict himself to this particular land. No, he would regularly be traveling. Yes, he would be traveling. He traveled from Ghazni in Afghanistan, and he came towards, at that time, that era, which was known as India. Now, subhanAllah, at that time, this place was replete with non-Muslims. There were some Muslims who lived here too. But sadly, those Muslims, having lived such a very long time with non-Muslims, with such people who would be worshipping idols, with such people who would, ma'azallah, and sadly, unfortunately, such people who would associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being around them, being in their company, being in such an environment, these people themselves, yes, although they knew that I am a Muslim, they knew that they were Muslims, their identity was that of Muslims, but yet sadly they would not pray their 5 daily salah. They would not know very much about their own religion. They would not know about prayers, about the 5 daily prayers, about giving zakat, about traveling the pilgrimage to the sacred and holy places of Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmallahu ta'ala, he would come to this place known as Neriyan Sharif for what? For business. And at the same time, he would never miss any prayers. at the same time, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at this time, he was only, we can say, a trader. But then something great and beautiful and phenomenal happens in his life. Yes, he hears of this spiritual leader, this spiritual guide, this Sheikh al-Tariqat. And about this person, inshallah, we shall be hearing much more. Behind us, we have the masjid, and further on, we have the blessed shrine and the museum of Hazrat Sayyidina Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And let's continue, and inshallah, also learn a lot more about them.
To visit the
We've come closer to the mausoleum of Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala. There was a beautiful event which took place in their life, a event which brought about a revolution in their life. And what was this? Subhanallah. It said that once, whilst they were in this, subhanallah, this area, they met a person, another trader, a fellow trader of theirs. And that person, he said to them that, "I am traveling to Mora Sharif." It's known as Mora Sharif. Many people would have heard the name. He says, "I am traveling there to Peer Baba Qasim Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala." They were the sheikh of the time. "That I shall be traveling there to meet them." Upon hearing the name of Mora Sharif, upon hearing the name of Peer Baba Qasim Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, this brought about happiness in their heart. And they said, "Look, I have this amount of money. Go give this money to them. Go present this money, send it to them, and tell them that, you know, I have given it to them nazranatan, as a gift for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam." He traveled, he went to Mora Sharif, taking this money along with him. He presents himself before his sheikh of the Naqshbandi silsila, Hazrat Baba Qasim rahimahullah ta'ala, and he completely forgets about the money. And the sheikh says to him, "Were you not supposed to give some money?" And he says, "Oh yes, I forgot. But there's this Afghani person. He's come from Ghazni." And he presented this money for yourself, for you to distribute food with it. And subhanallah, the sheikh, what does he say? He says, "Tell him, tell this Ghulam Muhyiddin that I have no need for his money, but rather I have a need for him. Tell him to come. Next time when you come, tell him to bring him along with you." Subhanallah, he comes back, he gives this message to them. He gave his hand in allegiance to this sheikh. And then, subhanallah, the sheikh also prayed for him for his success. Now, subhanallah, this time he just returned. He returned, he continued with his business, he continued, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, buying and selling. He continued roaming these places, and we can see just right there, we can see the line of control. So he would be traveling back and forth, trading with many people. And subhanallah, that year he saw so much success. He saw such success which he had never seen in his entire life. He had gained so much profit in his business. Subhanallah, he himself was amazed by the du'as of his sheikh. But then, my dear viewers, the next year, again when the time came to visit the sheikh, he did not go to visit the sheikh. He was busy. Yes, this never stopped him from paying his salah. This never stopped him from performing any good act. As much as possible, he would perform good in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then what happened? Then he saw a decline in his business. He saw a huge and quick decline. He saw a huge loss in profit, so much so that he became worried. And then, subhanallah, it says that again he goes and presents himself in the court of his own sheikh, in the court of his own peer, and he tells him about this. And the peer says, okay, spend some money here for langar. And this is to distribute food to the poor. And he's thinking to himself that I only have a very, very small amount of money left. If I'm to give that, then what can I do? The Shaykh says, whatever you have left, give it. Allahu Akbar. He's a person who, Allahu Akbar, deep down, is a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a person who, whenever it comes to the opportunity to perform good actions, he never says no. He gives everything he has. What happens then? You'll have to stick with us and find out. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Have visited the Blessed Shrine, the Blessed Mausoleum of Hazrat Muhyiddin, Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi Rahimallahu Ta'ala. This is a beautiful story which I would like to share with you before we do end. And he said that there was a person from Dadiyal, and this person, he, subhanallah, he did not believe in the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Rahimallahu Ta'ala, they were informed of this too. And they stay to the people that inform them. They say, no problem, let's, okay, we'll go and visit them. So they went to Dadiyal, they went to visit that person, and they said, prepare some food, etc., and we'll sit down with the person. It's not something we can just, you know, explain to anybody. No, we must make them understand too. This is something which is spiritual. Subhanallah, so they go to the house, and upon speaking to that person, they say that, you know, let's eat, let's have some food, let's perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's pray salah, etc. Nothing contrary to the sharia. That person says, okay, he himself was overwhelmed by this, the charisma, the awe that this person possessed, that the sheikh possessed. So he says, I will only agree with you and only accept what you are saying on one condition. In this area, there are no trees, there is no water, people don't even have water to drink. Do something about it. There's this well here which is empty. There is no water. And subhanallah, that person, this Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, who is right beside us, he sits, he performs some raka'at prayer. He then performs dua. And the witnesses state that in front of their eyes, they saw this well which was free of water. Subhanallah, the well began to increase, the water of the well began to increase and increase and increase until it became overflowing. Again, there was this decline. He lost so much wealth. He's then giving the small amount of money which he has left. He presents it before his spiritual guide, before his sheikh. And subhanallah, he didn't want to say no. This is all the money he had left. He gave it. The sheikh took it. They spent it on the poor. They fed the poor with this money.
أن سبحان الله حضرت غلام محي الدين غزنوي رحمه الله تعالى. He was thinking, I have nothing left. He said that some tears welled up in his eyes. The Sheikh heard about it. And the Sheikh, he calls into himself and he says, what I have done is I have given you such a transaction which you have spent it in this world, and the fruits you shall bear both in this world and in the Akhirah too. And subhanAllah, he says to him, do not go back now. Now spend time with me. Now stay with me. Now serve the people. Now learn more about your deen, about your religion. And then, inshallah, there are many more plans. It said that this Baba Qasim Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in Morashri, they mention a beautiful saying. They state that there are not two types of subh. So there's two types of dawn. There's one as-sadiq, there's one al-kadhib, the correct one, the incorrect one, to say simply. But he says rather there are three. What is three? It's the subh or shaq. It's the morning, it's the dawn of the lovers, of those who love to worship. Because it said that subhanAllah, they themselves in Mawrah Sharif, they would spend the entire time worshipping. Them too, subhanAllah, they went to the peer, they spent 12 years with them, worshipping, learning about the deen, spending time with their spiritual guide. And then they were sent to Nariya Sharif. Then they came here. This was a place where people used to worship idols, where people used to possess hatred for Muslims. There were some Muslims here. Those Muslims were only Muslims by name. They wouldn't be able to practice. When they came here, they, subhanAllah, they did not build their own house, but rather they had a prayer mat, you can say, a place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would spend their days and nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be hot, whether it be cold, no matter what the situation, they would continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's inshallah go inside and we shall hear a little more. Subhanallah, they came to this place which is now famous all around the world, famously known as the Nariya Sharif. And when they did come here, yes, they spent time cold, and it's freezing. Some people would be thinking, you're in Pakistan, why are you wearing a coat? And the reason I'm wearing a coat because it's actually very, very cold. And yes, whether it be hot, whether it be cold, they would always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala, it said that they would door to door, they would go to every single household, they would invite people towards Islam, those who had hatred towards Islam, those who were not Muslims, those who would worship idols. And they themselves even, alhamdulillah, embraced this beautiful religion of Islam, that they had such an effect on the people. That, and yes, with the independence, many of those non-Muslims who did remain here, they had also left. But they had such an impact on the people that people began to respect and honor them. And then, subhanAllah, imagine this. Jum'ah, we take Jum'ah as, subhanAllah, as if it's nothing. They had introduced Jum'ah here in this locality. The Muslims had never heard of Jum'ah. They told them on Fridays, there is a congregational prayer. We must come together and we must pray. Here they set up two rooms, small rooms at the time. But then later, this increased, mashallah, as we can see around us, now there is a huge masjid too. Subhanallah, they had a huge effect. They changed the lives of many individuals. Not only here, but then their message began to spread. It spread all around Kashmir, it spread all around Pakistan. And now in this day and age, people remember them, not only in Pakistan, but rather people in America, people in the United Kingdom, people in Africa, people all over the world remember the name. It was Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi Rahmallahu Ta'ala. Next to the grave of Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala is their very own son. Yes, because they were the child of Hazrat Sheikh Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala, people did look up to them. But it wasn't just because they were the child of them, no. It said that they possessed their own beauty. They possessed so much nur on their face. It said about them that people would say immediately, they would look at them and think, subhanAllah, this person is a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah has mentioned about them that they had traveled to the UK. Yes, and how this is just beautiful. This is phenomenal. They traveled to the UK and they were the first to initiate a Maulid gathering within the United Kingdom. The first to initiate a Maulid gathering within the United Kingdom. SubhanAllah, may Allah Ta'ala reward them. And no doubt they will be rewarded. If even Abu Lahab, who was an enemy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had out of happiness freed the slave Suwaiba by expressing his happiness at the birth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and even though he has been cursed within the glorious Quran, yet he is given water to drink between his fingers, even in Jahannam, even in the fire of hell. And then imagine that individual, even as a child, even the teachers would respect and honor them. One of the teachers would not even sit on a chair whilst teaching. And SubhanAllah, people would ask him, why is it you are not sitting on a chair? And he would say, because I was overtaken by the awe of Pir Aladdin Siddiqui. Although he's young, yes, but I wasn't able to face him whilst I was sitting on a chair. So I myself would sit on the floor. I was told that, subhanAllah, by the people who knew them very well, they would say that nobody even allowed them to walk to the madrasa. They had so much love and respect for them that they would carry them to the madrasa. They would also carry them back. My dear viewers, they did travel to the United Kingdom. They did have a huge effect. Here they have initiated a university by the name of Muhyiddin University. SubhanAllah, they teach, I think I heard about 13 or so disciplines, as well as this 500 institutions. 500 institutions, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who shall reward them. I pray that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive us for their sake too. My viewers, the lesson to be taken from this is that, subhanAllah, we are going to be spending our time in this world. Many others have spent time in this world. We come to this world, we came to this world. Many have left before us. And some people, we completely forget their name. Nobody mentions them. Nobody remembers them. Nobody does their dhikr. And others, subhanAllah, not only are they remembered, but they are praised even after they leave this world. They are not only remembered, but subhanAllah, people perform isali sawab for them. People feed others on behalf of them. And subhanAllah, many times the mausoleum is built for them. Why? What's the reason? It's not for their wealth, although they were from a wealthy background. It's not due to their wealth or anything like this. What is the reason? Because they were true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they did the work of deen. Because they spread Islam. They continue to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept their name alive too. Again, may Allah ta'ala forgive us for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines.